Hey, and welcome to the Sam Smith Audio Show. I've got Giovanni Sanders. I butchered your first name.
No, that's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool, man. I've butchered people's names before, and like whenever I did the solo stuff I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I butchered a couple people's names, and they wasn't here to like correct me and stuff. But messaged me, hey, man, you butchered my name. But I liked the show, you know.
You did.
Like, nobody's giving me any negative feedback. Yeah,
dude, you're one of the few that do it right on the first try. It was so smooth, like
yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, really. A lot of people get that wrong though.
Oh yeah, I've got Jumanji, Vajani, Jabani, Giovanni is what they called me in high school.
So oh,
every
isn't that a clone line or something like that, Giovanni?
I think so, and they it was also a brand of rims.
Oh,
like
shit.
Giovanni rims. Like, I don't even know what that is.
Damn, I never heard of those, man. I'm not real big into like rims and stuff like that.
Me neither.
I got a buddy that had some on his car, dude, and he took him down some gravel roads out there, man, in Jefferson County and shit, dude.
Yeah,
fucked him up, man. Yeah, he was. They were, I mean, he had a, like, it was on flat, man, you know what I mean? And you can't take those fucking rims and tires on gravel. It'll fuck them up, and they won't hold air and shit like that. It causes all kinds of problems. But I was like, you're so stupid, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
That was pretty dumb. Just
Yeah. You know, some people get, like, we'll fuck up the money and shit, and they're just like,
yeah,
fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of like what happened, you know what I mean? But it was all good.
Figures.
Anyways, dude, that music video was so fucking good.
That is Dalton Kennerly, everybody.
Yeah.
Dalton is the best in the world.
Yeah, so how'd y'all go about did y'all just wing it? Or how was the process of making the music video?
I would hate to say.
My kid's banging on the window.
Uh-oh. Dalton was definitely more prepared than I was. He, you know, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So I didn't come in, like, with, you know, a set vision on, like, specific shots that I wanted to get.
Yeah.
But Dalton kind of knew. It's like, okay, I want to get this kind of shot here.
Yeah.
Let's do a shot with, you know, with your face here.
Yeah.
Because all of my face is in it, but
yeah.
Dalton was definitely more prepared, and he had like specific spots where we shot. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, I definitely want to do one here, and this area would be good for this kind of thing. So let's start here. So he definitely,
yeah.
It was easy because I think he was prepared. So it was really smooth.
Yeah, where'd y'all shoot at? Like, I was looking at it and I was like, "Where's that? Looks so familiar."
I don't know if he would want me to say.
Oh.
I mean, he did say in a comment, so I'm gonna take a risk here. But it's I think it's the Arkansas Mill in Malvern.
Oh, okay.
The old,
yeah.
I was trying to go for an abandoned building.
Oh, okay.
Look, cause
yeah.
I knew I wanted that. And he was like, bro, I got the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Our the initial spot we were going to do, which was the building Levels that shot one of their first videos.
Yeah.
I was going to go there, and that building had been torn down when we got there. And he was like, I had no idea that.
Oh, man.
And it had happened like maybe a few weeks ago. So like super recent.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, I got the spot.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That's cool, man.
Drove to Malvern, and as soon as I got there, this huge building, I was like, yes.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, that shit was sick, man.
Thank you,
that
man.
That building was definitely huge.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was like, fucking, it was the perfect location, man, you know what I mean? So, tell me a little bit about your music and stuff. How'd you get started in music and stuff?
Mm.
I saw the, like on your Facebook page that you're like involved with church and stuff like that. Did you?
It used to be.
It used to be.
So, and I'm struggling to. It's hard for me to get those remnants. Out of my life.
Oh yeah.
It's like because there I was, you know, connected to a lot of people when I, you know, was, you know, in the church and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm still playing at one right now, but only because I'm getting paid. You know?
Oh.
No other reason.
Oh, okay. I mean, I would never knock anybody's like beliefs or anything like that, but I know there's been, you know, a lot of people that started music and playing in like the church choir and stuff like that, you know.
You're right.
So that's
why
I was kind of, it made me kind of wonder if you might have, like, if that might have been like a starting point, like a church choir for you.
You're right. I didn't even think about that. I did start out in church.
Yeah, that's really cool though, man. You know, I mean,
I don't think so. I hate it. Yeah. It's because I hate it so much. These days. Yeah.
I mean, I hated church too, but like, you know, I don't know. I try and be respectful of people at the same, like other people at the same time. So really, that takes a weight off of my chest. You know, with you saying that, like, you know, you hated it and stuff like that. I mean,
and
I felt the same way, man. It's just like, I think they're, most of those church-going people are like hypocrites.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%, man. I mean, it's so much that I saw. I really feel like I saw the ugly face of a lot of it, you know, with the more I got involved. And that just did it for me. It's like, this is all horseshit. I hate this. I don't want to be any part of this. I mean, I guess there's a line. You want to be respectful, but at the same time, I can't sugarcoat it anymore. You know?
Yeah,
it's just like that stuff ruined my life for 25 years.
Oh, you man. Know, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's kind of a sensitive spot for me because it's like the religion and the trauma that came with that. Oh, you know, it's just like this is complete doo doo.
Yeah,
I'm glad to be rid of any of it, any religious association, any kind of belief, spirituality. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, make somebody, you know, try to convince somebody not to believe or whatever. Yeah. But like, as far as I go, I'm done with all of that.
Yeah,
all that shit.
Yeah,
like. I'm gonna end in the soil, and that's the way it's gonna be.
Yeah,
you know.
Does it pay pretty good playing in the churches, though?
It can.
Yeah,
it can. You know, the first go around, and you know, it's just same church I was at for like a few years ago. The first go around, things didn't go right. But this go around, it's, you know, it's helping.
Yeah, and it's not, man. You know, like, dude, at your the kind of life that you live all depends on you, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it all depends on that's what I believe. I believe it's all up to us to decide our own fate, man. You know what I mean?
I would say the same thing.
What you do today is gonna set you up for tomorrow. And mm-hmm. not God,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And there's no fucking evil creature living in the core of the earth, fucking plotting on your demise, like constantly, you know, just fucking trying to catch you up in bad shit. Like, no, that's because this person had an addictive personality. It's just in their genetics. You know what I mean? That's why some people are like addicted to drugs and shit. And like, man, it's all just fucked.
Oh yeah, you
know? Completely fucked.
Absolutely.
Man. Like, you know, I think they should just legalize all drugs, man. Fuck it.
They should just what?
Legalize all drugs.
Oh. Oh boy.
Just legalize that shit, man. And, you know, or at least decriminalize it, you know. And then at least they could you know, monitored the shit, you know what I mean? And fucking
sort of.
Hell, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, people wouldn't be getting their drugs off the streets, you know, where it's like cut and laced with all kinds of crazy crap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've read a little bit about this argument from a lot more intelligent people than myself, you know?
Yeah, I'm not that read up on it.
Yeah, but, you know, what I read, it sounded good and stuff, you know, like, and there's a few countries that's tried it. Stuff, you know?
Oh, just yeah, kind of legalizing.
Yeah, or decriminalizing. Shit. Like Mexico decriminalizing cocaine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean,
it's like Colorado, they decriminalized psilocybin mushroom and shit.
Nice.
And I mean, they're in these places where they've done this. I mean, they've gotten like it's made more of a positive impact than has a negative impact. There's less people in jails and stuff like that for petty stuff, like with weed and stuff being legal in most states now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's all the states where weed is at least legal for medical use, man, the freaking numbers and like people going to jail and stuff like that has dropped. Even the statistics of like kids smoking weed at a young age and shit like that, it states where it's legal, they show less interest in it.
Wow.
It's because they're fucking
it's not
having it outlawed makes it you know, like, it makes it something that kids want to do because they're like, oh, that's fucking bad, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna do that because they told me not to fucking do it, you know what I mean?
Pretty much.
They're teenage kids, they don't give a fuck.
No
teenage kids gives a fuck. They're going to smoke weed if they want to. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell them not to do it and like it's bad and all this shit. It's really not anyways, but
yeah.
I mean, they should just legalize that shit, man. You know?
That's definitely a point, man. It's,
we have more people in prison here in this country than anywhere else in the world, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, like, our country has the fucking highest incarceration rate, man.
I did not know that.
A lot of these sheriffs and stuff like that, their departments get paid money for every person they have in jail. Like, and a lot of sheriffs, there's a sheriff in Alabama a few years ago that got caught skimming money out of that. He was cutting the inmates' rations down really bad and giving them like half of what they were supposed to get, you know, so he could save money.
What?
Yeah, that's fucked up, right?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That happens though, and it happens a lot in the South. Yeah, that shit,
damn,
that kind of shit happens, man. And I mean, you know, private prisons and shit like that. There's somebody out there getting rich off of you know, off of people being incarcerated. It's like Michael Jordan. You didn't hear about Michael Jordan. He fucking invested like $20 million into private prison.
No.
Yeah.
What's it?
That's why people are fucking boycotting Jordans and shit.
What's
they're like, we're not
gonna
buy it. Yeah. My coworkers was talking to him about that. He was like, I'll buy Nikes, but I'm pretty sure Jordans and Nikes are separate companies now, man. He was like, fuck Jordan. And we got talking about it now afterwards. I was like, yeah, man, fuck Jordan. Man, this dude's getting rich off of people being incarcerated.
I haven't heard of a private prison before.
It's a
private prison versus
a privately owned prison. It's where a citizen owns the prison. Yeah. And they have a contract to the state.
Because
we need more
civilian
prisons to lock up the people that are smoking weed, man. That's the way they think.
What?
Yeah, it's completely fucked, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I try and, like, you know what I mean? I want to be, I try and, you know, get people to be aware of this kind of shit. Cause
yeah.
It's like, dude, this is stuff that we need to be looking at, thinking about everything, you know? It's like, this shit fucked up the way America is running.
For sure.
Yeah, that's why we have... And then these fucking right-wing assholes, wonder why there's fucking rallies and shit like that going on and protests and shit like that going on every fucking day.
Yeah.
You know, that's going on because shit needs to change. Policies need to change. And nothing's being done, you know? Like, nothing's changed, man. You know, I saw there was a bill on Facebook and it was a picture of the guy. He was in like his 70s or 80s, a black guy who's at a fucking protest. He had the same fucking sign that he had at a protest in the 60s.
Yeah.
I was that like, shit is sad. That is fucking sad.
That is so nothing's fucking sad.
Fucking changed. This man feels like he's got a fucking, you have the same sign out again, still relevant today. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. And
dude, fuck all these racist assholes out here. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
That shit pissed me off with the debate. Trump couldn't condemn racism.
I didn't even watch the debate.
I definitely condemn racism, people, and fuck the Proud Boys.
I didn't even.
Yeah.
I just saw people posting about it and people having this shared sense of exasperation with like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, it was really stupid.
Kind of thing.
As soon as I went to work, like, I didn't watch it the first time. Like when they first did it,
yeah.
I went to work and my friend at work, he was like, "You watched the debate?" No, he was fucking stupid. He was
of course.
You got to see the highlights from it. That's why he pulled up the highlights from it.
Fucking highlights.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, "Damn it, watch those highlights." Now I got to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
So I turned it on, watched it, and I was just like, "Holy shit," you know. And it was just bad. Like, if people still vote for Trump after this, dude, then I'm probably gonna lose all hope in society. You know, like, we cannot vote this guy. I've never voted before and I'm going to vote this year.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be my first time to vote, and you know, I think it's important, man, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I'm definitely voting for Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel so, I mean, I've always felt kind of lost in the, you know, with even like 25% of the inner workings of like the political field and how things work here in America. But
yeah.
It's just, you know, and people have always said it's been a shit show, but it's like right now where it's at, it's like a shit show times 100 or something. And it's like,
it really is.
How do I, you know, I want accurate information about my, you know, my candidates, you know, so I, you know, but, you know, where am I going to get, you know, accurate, honest information about these people and what they're actually trying to do for the country? And it's like, well, you know, what information is reliable? And, you know, it's.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it is, man. You know what you got to do? It just, man, watch the news. You know what I mean? Look up shit on YouTube. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Get, you know. Information and shit like that. Man, fuck what everybody else says. Like, all these assholes running around here on Facebook giving their opinions and shit.
Yeah.
They're nobody. Especially if it's the motherfucker that works at the McDonald's down the road and he's on Facebook constantly giving his fucking uneducated opinion. You know, you gotta ignore those kinds of people, man. I mean, you know, me. You see me on Facebook ranting, giving my uneducated opinion. You just have to ignore that shit, bro, because it's probably bullshit. I was probably stoned.
No. Oh, my God.
I've got my medical marijuana card, so, like, you know, I'm good. It's legal here now for me.
Good. You know? Glad, man.
Yeah. Like, because I've always had real bad anxiety and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best thing for it. Like, that helps me. I used to be on medication, like pills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I used to take 4 or 5 pills a day for anxiety and depression.
Shit.
That shit sucked.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That was whack, man. So I just fucking went and got my medical marijuana card. Shit, man. I felt better ever since. And, like, as much as I smile now, I'm like, dude, I've never really smiled as much as I have been the past year, you know. I have never smiled this much in my life, you know. Like,
I'm glad.
Since I've had my medical marijuana card, yeah, I can smile, man, you know. And, you know, I'm sure there's somebody out there right now that's just like, you're just fucking hot.
Well,
you know, if it makes me happy, I'd rather be happy than depressed or dealing with anxiety all the time. You know what I mean? And I think it's there's a lot less side effects with weed than there is with, like, have you seen the side effect shit on the commercials? Like, for this medic, I used to be prescribed some shit called, what is it, Abilify or something like that. Anyways, now there's a commercial on it, and it was.
I feel like I'm getting the same way with, like, drum samples. Like, I'm always, like, looking for the, oh, what's the next coolest drum sample I can buy from, like, Joey Sturgis or something. You know, he came out with a new sample pack this week. I got to get on that or something. You know, something I'm not currently using, but I'm like, I can use this later on to make my drums sound super fat.
Yeah. So it's like, I know a guy that makes beats, man. My buddy Zan Spicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes beats, and he's been wanting to, like, make beats for artists. He does type beats and stuff, and he doesn't have anything out there, like, on YouTube or anything like that.
Okay.
But, like, he's got a bunch of stuff that he sent me and stuff like that, and he works with other people. Like, there's this dude, what's his name? Something Gramps. He's like a YouTuber or whatever from California, but he's used dude's beats and shit, and but it's like nobody's giving him credit. Like, there's a few people who's used his beats, and he's like, check this out, man, this dude made a song, a rap song using my beat and shit.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube, and I'm like, he showed me, like,
which is
you
sweet.
Don't have any fucking credits, but this. So I was like, dude, your name should be on there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucked up, dude. You need to get in touch with people that are going to give you credit, man. You know what I mean? And treat the shit more professionally, because he's really good at it. He's not bad at it at all. Dude. He makes fucking awesome beats and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm more of, like, a pop punk guy, you know what I mean? Like, metal and shit like that.
Same
but
here.
I mean, I can respect that kind of music, you know what I mean? Like, I listen to a little bit of rap, it's just not much. Mainly whenever I do, it's like old shit, you know what I mean? And he listens to, like, all the new shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck, man. Every time I go and kick it with him, like, I'm fucking lost, man. I don't know who this is. Yeah, it's like, fuck, dude. Yeah, it's crazy. I need to listen to more people than fucking Eminem and shit like that, dude. Like, I'm still listening to the Snoop Dogg and shit.
Damn.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, dude. But, I mean, dude, fuck, that shit's just gold, man. I still fucking listen to shit like The Chronic whenever I listen to rap, man.
The Chronic?
Yeah, The Chronic 2001.
Dude,
with Snoop Dogg and fucking Dr. Dre and a bunch of people.
Wow.
That was one of my first CDs when I was a kid. My older brother. I had a brother that's 15 years older than me. And
okay.
I was like 10 or 11 and shit, and I had the AC/DC CD, and I was jamming and shit. He was like, fuck that, you need to listen to this. And he took it out, and he put it in The Chronic and shit, and then I ended up getting in trouble for it because my parents found the CD, and here I am, a little kid, this CD's fucking, they're cussing, talking about drugs and money and shooting people and shit, and my parents are like, what the fuck is this, you know? It's like, I found it, you know? So
yikes.
I found it out on the side of the road.
I just found it, man.
Yeah, I found it.
I didn't know what it was.
It. Yeah, it had this maple leaf on the front and shit.
Yeah, so. I liked it though. I just found it. Sorry.
Yeah, and then I started listening to Slipknot and shit. By the time I got the self-titled Slipknot album, that was fucking another album that I had really young. And by
Very
the time
nice.
I got that, I knew after I got caught with that fucking rap CD, I knew right then, I was like, I gotta hide this shit better from my parents. Like,
yeah.
I can't be letting them get a hold of my CD player and shit like that. So I'd fucking put CDs like that, like, in between the mattress and the box spring and shit, you know, where it, like, just place to where they won't look or they'll overlook it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Right, right. But,
yeah.
That brings back some memories, man. My my family's not the biggest.
It's devil music.
Yeah. That's it.
It's what my grandma used to say.
Oh my
devil
God.
Music.
That's exactly what it still mostly is. Like, my mom, we went through a real hard time. When I was just about to get into high school, and you know, I'd gotten into System of a Down hardcore and some a lot of death metal. And go for it, man.
Oh,
hello, light. And there was one morning she just went through our computer. We had one computer for the house, and I had all my rock stuff on it. She just one morning she got mad at me, she started deleting. She started deleting all my albums and started with the System of a Down, like right in front of me. I'm like, my heart was, I was agonizing. I was so angry and pissed. We just had an argument, and she just started deleting the shit. Like, this is what's wrong with you right here.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
I probably should have hid mine a little better.
Yeah, you just had them on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like LimeWire or something.
No.
How old are you?
I'm 25. No, 26.
Oh, 26. Okay, I'm only 29. You didn't use LimeWire back in the day?
I did, but only like once.
Oh
twice.
Shit! I used that shit all. Man, I was constantly burning CDs and stuff.
Pretty sure all my friends did. So
yeah.
I got all my music from them.
Yeah.
And some CDs they would give me. And then they gave me a flash drive, a whole bunch of shit on it. It's like,
dude. Yeah. That's perfect, man.
Yeah.
Flash drive. Yeah. You remember floppy disks?
Mm-mm.
Oh, dude.
When
I was a kid, my parents.
These things happen.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Anyways, for some reason, it's a good thing I'm monitoring it like this because it just stopped recording randomly. But anyways, did you take like singing lessons or anything?
No.
You just like taught yourself how to sing like that, dude.
Sort of, kinda.
The screams and everything, like, dude, your vocal range is crazy.
Man.
It's a good vocal range, man.
Thank you. First of all, thank you.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's I only say it like this because it's been a struggle. Like, most of my family sings. So they are, people think I'm good, but they are the level that I've been trying to get to, since forever.
Yeah.
And I've never had lessons, so, and I don't get to practice as much as I would like.
Yeah.
So it's like
Okay, I'm not gonna fuck with it.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, anyways, where was we at?
I was just talking about you asked me if
your family is better than you. That's the goal you're trying to achieve.
Their vocal control and ability,
yeah.
or anyone, you know, that I really like how that, you know, how they project their voice. I feel like I'm so behind.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the screams, I don't know how to properly scream. Like when I was doing letters and some other stuff I tried to put out last year that sounded like doo-doo. My throat was hurting for like it was just like it felt kind of stingy for like a day or two.
Yeah.
It's like, and my when I was singing letters, it's like that's like the top of my range. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like straining, you know, to get those notes, you know, and to hold them as long as I did. It's just like, I'm doing something wrong. I need to figure out what I'm doing. But it's like, when am I going to get, you know, the time to, you know, how am I going to figure out to do it? You know, we don't have forever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, that's why I say it like that. Thank you. But it's like, man, I don't know. I'm just
you're
trying
being
my
too
best.
Hard on yourself, man.
I tend to do that.
Like
I tend to do that. So I
do
that,
that too. I mean, I completely get it because, you know, I went through this thing where I was like, man, my podcast just fucking sucks. You know, because I've been doing it for like damn near 2 years now, man.
Wow.
And yeah, and it fucking like hasn't really taken off, you know, that well and shit. But I mean, more people are starting to notice it now, but. You know, I've put a lot of work into it to get people to notice it and stuff. And it was, people are noticing it now because I'm doing more, like, you know, interviews and stuff like that and everything. That was kind of like a risk, you know what I mean? Because I was like, damn, you know, what if people aren't interested in, like, because I'm just a random guy that popped up in the scene out of nowhere. And I'm like, hey, you want to come and record on my podcast? You know? So I was like, man, I hope people don't think like, creepy and shit like that, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just some random guy you want to come over and record on my podcast.
Who's this?
Who the fuck is this guy? You know, Sam Smith audio
Sam Smith.
Show.
Podcast? What?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. It's fucking, but
I feel you, man.
It's worked out, and people have came on the show. You know, I haven't really gotten turned down by very many people. There are some people that's like turned me down, but no.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, they don't flat out tell you no, that it's like blow you off, you know, they just ghost you. You never hear from them again, type of shit, stuff like that. Or they'll hit ignore messages. You know what
yikes.
I mean? Yeah, no. Nah. But it's
I'm
cool,
glad you reached
though.
Out, dude. I'm
oh, yeah, you. Yeah. You was fucking really easy to get a hold of and stuff. So I was like, oh, that's fucking dope, man. Because I didn't think that you was going to do it. I was like, man, I really hope he does. Podcast. You know, I really want to talk to this guy. Seems cool as fuck. You know.
Yeah. Now I'm glad you wanted to reach out, man. I try to be accessible. You know, but I'm kind of like trying to learn maybe how to not be so accessible. But
yeah.
But I try to be as easygoing as I can, and you know, it's like
kind of like extrovert. A people person. Not really?
No, not naturally.
Introvert
more naturally.
Wow.
But no, I try
usually
to
usually people that are introverts are like, you know, I'm trying to learn to be around people more. Like I'm trying to learn to not be around people as much. So that's why I thought extrovert. That's interesting.
You know, people message me and stuff. And I try to, you know, I try to make sure I'm prepared to, like, I need to give this amount of energy, you know, to make sure people know that I actually appreciate them, you know, looking me up and checking me out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing is like, you know, I've like set this amount of energy in reserve for this, you know, amount of interaction.
Do people message you a lot?
About
your music? Just.
I mean, no, not really. Only when something like, something drops, you know, which is totally understandable.
This last music video, did people message you about that?
I did get a few messages.
Cool, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I got the reception was, you know, of course, because I dropped one last year.
That'd
March.
Be annoying to me, man. If people were messaging me, telling me like, "Hey, man, I really loved your podcast," I'm like, oh. I mean, but at the same time, I want that too.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird, right?
No, it's understandable. You want it, but then like
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
You just, you know, then you'll get sometimes you get the attention you don't want.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like,
and then it can get kind of weird.
That's what I don't want, you know. Which I don't think I have to worry about that, but. You know, I have a lot of listeners from other countries, surprisingly. And that's cool,
that
though,
that
because, you know, whenever I noticed that, you know, like, I've got a few local listeners and stuff like that. But the fact that I'm reaching people all across the world, whenever I saw that, I was like, that's fucking awesome. You know what I mean? So I can give, you know, I can give some, I can use that to give some, you know, to that's where I came up with the spotlight. I could use that to give a spotlight for local artists here in Arkansas. So it can, you know, people outside of the local scene can hear about them, you know, yeah. And that's my goal, you know, is to, you know, help spread the scene, the local pop punk hardcore scene further than just Arkansas, you know.
Yeah, man. And, that is really dope that you're,
yeah,
you've got that goal in mind.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy how, you know, all those people from, you know, from elsewhere in other countries, like you said, they'll end up like kind of loving the shit out of you more than you'll be appreciated at first at home.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, and I'm not, you know, like,
yeah,
saying as a, I'm not trying to say that with too much of a negative.
I'm making a podcast for people in the UK from Arkansas.
But the outside, you know, support, really, it really kind of helps, I guess, bring things along. You know,
yeah.
In a way, you know, and yeah. that's really dope thing. Because every bit of it helps. Every bit of it helps.
Yeah. I had a rapper from the UK message me, and he was wanting to do an interview on my podcast, and I was like, yeah, sure, you know, I'll do an interview with you. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out because the time zones didn't match up, so it was like, it's fucked up. Like, he's getting up to go to work and shit when I'm going to bed, man. And vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
Because the UK is fucking way over there, man, you know? So, you know, it just didn't work out and all that stuff, you know? But mm-hmm. I ended up getting him to send me, you know, a fucking SoundCloud of one of his songs, and I uploaded it onto the podcast, and I did a spotlight on him.
Nice.
And then played his song on the podcast, and you know, gave his links and all that shit out. So, you know, he couldn't be on there personally, but
yeah.
You know. Yeah. And then Skype, really, I'm not a big fan of, like, I recorded the last episode I did on YouTube with Skype, and it just, I wasn't impressed, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? Like, you can record through there and shit, but you can't export the audio from the video and stuff like
that's
that.
Weird.
So, yeah, I was just like, that pissed me off. I was like, damn, you know, so I just posted it just as a YouTube. You know,
YouTube.
Episode. So, like, there's certain things on YouTube that you can't hear on the Spotify or Google Podcasts and stuff.
So, you're on Spotify too? And
yeah.
Okay.
I'm on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, yeah. I'm on CastBox.
I haven't heard of CastBox.
Bunch of different ones, man. I'll show you before you leave later.
Yeah.
After we're done recording and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to click on anything right now and then it'll stop recording for some reason. It's not supposed to do that with this platform. And like whenever I use my phone to record, because I can plug my phone up to my sound card.
Yeah.
And record using the same platform through my phone, and I can still do other stuff. I can use Google and all that, and it won't stop recording.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's supposed to do it on the laptop too, but I can't use like the actual app version on here. You know, I got to use the web browser version. So that's all it is. The web browser version sucks worse than the app on my phone. But it's a really good platform, man. I get a little bit of money and shit for podcasting, you know. It's not much. It's clicks per minute or whatever, you know what I mean? So I got to have a lot of people if I can listen to me. I think I've made like $1.
Mm.
Yeah, I've cashed out once and now I'm back up to $1. But what I'm wanting to do with that money is buy honey buns for the homeless.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm getting paid clicks per minute, but I mean, a 50-cent honey bun is 50 cents,
yeah,
man. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So I can take the money that I make for this podcast and I can give back. You know what I mean? So I'm not making any money myself, man. I would like to do this podcast. So not only do I offer, you know, artists in the community to, you know, have to, you know, let other people hear about them and their music, and you know what I mean? And, like, you know, you could watch a podcast and like get, you know, you feel like you know
a person, get a personality.
So, you know, but not only that, but I can use the podcast to make a little bit of money and, you know, do something good for somebody else, man. Some of those homeless people out there, you know, go a long time without eating any kind of food and stuff like that. A lot of people don't think about that kind of shit, man, but it's real, you know what I mean? And a lot of these people have mental issues and stuff like that.
These people
and,
just need help,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, they just need help. And I mean, if somebody isn't really homeless and they get over on me or whatever, that's bad karma on them, not me. You know, I was, you know, so.
I try to do the same thing. Like, you know, shame on them if they are like that, but at least I gave them the benefit of the doubt, you know, said.
Yeah.
People, we need help out here, man.
Yeah, so. You know, people that are listening, man, they need to really share the shit out of this. And then every share, you know, it could go towards every fucking play that I get goes towards buying a homeless person a honey bun. You know, and a honey bun's not, doesn't seem like much to us, man, but that's a lot to them, man. You know what I mean? That's a, you know, honey buns are fucking good.
Honey buns are delicious.
I eat the shit out of them. Little Debbie honey buns, it's like my favorite thing in the world, dude. I dip them in coffee and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I would eat mine.
And I want, you know, everybody to have that experience, man. Everybody needs a fucking honey bun. So, you know.
I mean, I'd be worried. I'd be worried about the teeth a little bit. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, dude.
But
I'm sure that's not what they're thinking.
Of course not.
At the time. I mean, how many sweets do they really get a day to where they have to worry about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much sugary stuff are they getting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
I'm worried, like, they don't have a house, you know, with supply of water to use to brush their teeth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Yeah. Never know, man. You know, you might. Homeless person might be out there, low blood sugar and stuff like that. Give them a honey bun, they're good to go. You know what I mean?
Park them right on.
Yeah, fuck, man. So,
dude, the fact you've got that in mind, that
I've thought about this. You know what I mean? I was like, fucking honey buns. You know, that's a reasonable thing. And shit, everybody loves honey buns. You know, so I was like, fucking, that's
I think
perfect.
It's a cool idea.
You know, yeah. Yeah, it's perfect, man. I want to give back, you know what I mean? And a lot of people say they want to do stuff, man. Fuck that, I want to do something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dude, don't you just get so tired of talking?
Yeah.
You just want to...
Yeah, you just want to do
it. I don't
want to
move.
Yeah,
like, I can't sit here.
I got to do this shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, and especially with it getting to be wintertime and stuff like that, that extra fat and sugar, you know what I mean? They probably need that, you know what I mean? Right now, I know it's fucking tough to think about, you know what I mean, but
absolutely,
I mean, shit, man, nobody thought about that stuff, dude. Yeah, I think I heard they tore down a bunch of buildings and shit, like Pine Bluff, a lot of the old buildings and shit like that around downtown and stuff, man. They either did already or they was talking about it, but I was thinking, damn, dude, there's gonna be a lot of those homeless people living in those abandoned buildings and shit downtown there.
Wow.
Fucked. You know, because I mean, I don't know how many homeless shelters there are in Pine Bluff, you know? And I thought about that whenever I heard about that. I heard they was doing that. Like, what I heard was, like, the whole reason they was tearing them down was because of homeless people and stuff. They said it was because of homeless people and drug addicts getting in there and camping out inside of the abandoned buildings. So their solution was to tear them down and build new ones to try and improve
the
economy in Pine Bluff and stuff, you know, because they're not getting any tourist attraction or anything like that down there. And man, that's so shitty. Yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy. That's another reason why I'm going to fucking vote, man. I mean, I never thought that I'd be like interested in shit like this when I was younger and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, man, fuck, dude, that's real punk, man. You know what I mean?
Mm,
fuck
that
poser shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know how many, you know, shelters, if any, are there in Pine Bluff, and I I know that they're doing a lot of reconstruction in downtown, but as far as like, you know, just tearing down buildings, I know that some have been torn down. I don't know the why.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget a very wise person that I used to work with, Zachary Coleman. I'll never forget the way he put it one morning. It was like, you know, these people who are on drugs or homeless or whatever. I think so many people are after the wrong. They try to hit the issue with the wrong. They're going about it so wrong, and yeah. It's so quick to demonize a person instead of just like, these people need help first of all. Don't take away the only shelter they have. You said they're tearing down the buildings.
Tearing down buildings.
You know that.
Build nicer ones and stuff, you know.
Fun
crazy.
He said fund money into getting these people help. Get them into some sort of rehab and don't make it hard for them.
Yeah.
Pay for the rehab.
They
for them.
Put them in jail before they put them in rehab.
And like what the fuck is going on?
I don't know, man. Putting people in jail before you put them in a rehab facility. They got a drug problem. Put them in fucking prison.
Put them in prison.
It's designed to make people worse.
Stressed out, isolated, with a drug addiction already affecting
around their murderers and fucking rapists and shit. You know, and you're just piling like criminals into these fucking, you know, fucking little environments together. Like COVID's rampant in prisons. Like prisons have caught it so bad, man, because I mean they have barracks with fucking 50-60 people, sometimes more in a barracks. Like, you know, like the distance that we're sitting from each other right now, that's how everybody's that's how they have the beds spaced out. Like, so it sucks, man. I went there because of a car accident man, whenever I was younger and shit. That's how I know that, you know. And it sucked. That was like the worst time of my fucking life, too. And like, once I got out of there, I was so fucking happy because I went there on an accident. Like, everybody that I tell the story to, they're like, how the fuck did you even go to prison and stuff? Because like, it was a car accident, but it was like, I was completely sober. I wasn't on drugs or drunk or anything like that. Like, I was making a left-hand turn right before a blind curb, and a guy came around out of the blind curb and T-boned my truck right when I made the turn. Damn. But you know how they got a charge put on me? They found a little bitty roach in my ashtray at the very bottom, and they
You're fucking kidding me.
And they said that I'd been smoking. They said that I was just smoking that a joint before the wreck happened. And that was enough for them to pin a charge on me. And then my lawyer told me the best thing I could do was accept a plea bargain because there's no way for them to tell when the last time you smoked wasn't. They found a roach in your ashtray and you tested positive for THC. And I was like, yeah, I tested positive for THC. I'm not denying that I smoked weed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't high when that happened.
Right.
THC stays in your system for fucking 30 days. Like, 30 you know?
Days? I thought it was like at least 2 weeks.
Like 30 days. It stays in your system for 30
Fuck.
Days. So there's no way to tell when the last time somebody smoked was, like a breathalyzer test, you know? And really, I should have got a better lawyer because, like, now I'm starting to feel like my lawyer fucked me, you know what I mean? And at the time, I felt so bad. I took a plea bargain at the time because at the time, I felt so bad, you know, about this guy that lost his life and stuff. I was like, fuck, man, I'm tired of fighting this, you know, and like, this guy lost his life. I'm just ready to do my time, get this behind me, you know what I mean, and move on, you know. And I was like, at that point, I was just like, man, fuck it. I did my time in prison. I got out, and I moved on, man. It was like, fuck it, man, you know. It is what it is, man.
You're kind of taking
the punch. I
can't
change it now, take the punch and just, you know, make something better out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come out better than you was when you went in, you know. Like, but that's also so hard to do, man. It's so fucking hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Like, and it's just a crazy environment, man. But, like, some people fucking, like, need to be in there. I got jumped by 5 people. Yeah, whenever my first day in the actual prison, I was at diagnostics. I didn't even make it out of the diagnostics of getting into the prison before
that
I got jumped
in.
By 5 people. Yeah, because
God
I
damn.
Stood up for this guy. There's this guy that was like, there's some people fucking with him, like picking on him and shit, and you could tell he was kind of retarded. You know what I mean? And he didn't, like, need to be in there at all.
Yeah.
Like, he needed to be in a fucking, like, a hospital for mentally challenged people.
Yeah.
So I stepped in and I was like, hey, why are y'all fucking with him? Why don't y'all fuck with me? Why don't you fight me? And I was talking to one person.
Yeah.
You know, because it was, like, one person fucking with him and shit, you know. And I was like, why don't you fucking fight me? And stuff like that. And he was like, oh, fuck you and this and this and that. So I was like, man, whatever. I'm not wasting my fucking time with you. So I walked back to my bed, man. Now I sat down and I started to read a book, and there's like these walls in between the beds, so at the diagnostics, and so I couldn't see anybody coming, so I was sitting on my bed reading, and fucking 5 people just rushed around that wall, and they just started fucking hitting me and shit, kicking me and shit, yeah, and so I grabbed a hold of one person, and I started hitting one fucking person as hard as I fucking could, because I was like, if I'm going to get jumped, I'm going to at least leave a mark on one person. I had a concussion. I was dizzy and shit. You know what I mean? I definitely had a fucking bad concussion.
Dude,
I made myself stay up for the rest of the night after that. I didn't sleep for the rest of the fucking night.
Yeah.
I went to the fucking chow hall. I had a big ass black eye. And I went to the cafeteria next morning. And there's guards trying to get me to like, what happened? We know somebody hit you. And I was like, no. I slipped in the shower and hit my eye on the faucet. That's what I told him. Because. You don't want to be labeled as a snitch, you know what I mean? So I didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna let these people fucking think they scared me out of the fucking barracks and all this shit. I went right back in there and lived with the motherfuckers. And then a few days later, the dude that like you know got his homeboys to jump me and all that shit.
Yeah.
Came to me and apologized for being a friend. I was like, nah, bro.
Wow.
I was like, you go your way and I'll go mine, man.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. And if you would have, you know, been cool from the get-go and shit, you know.
That'd have been cool.
You know, you was being an asshole anyways, and you was picking on a dude that was retarded, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a fuck for in prison. Like, you know, you whooped my ass because you and 4 of your friends jumped me.
Yeah.
Like, and all y'all did was give me a black eye? I was like, shit. Hell no. It's really not funny, but
I try and find
humor in the bad things too. You know what I mean? Because now that I've lived through it, you know what I mean.
It's funny to look back on shit.
Yeah, dude, it's fucked up. Dude, there's a lot of funny shit that happens in there, but it's fucked up.
It's both. It's funny and it's fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One of my old teachers, he said, he's got this quote. I don't know where he got it from. He said, life is a tragedy to those who feel, and life is a comedy to those who think.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That makes sense.
Which you know, I thought about it. At first, I thought that was so profound and whatever. You know, thinking about it now, I think that's a little weird. But I appreciate that. I guess I can say the dichotomy. It's like, you know, embrace both. Life is tragic, but it's also funny. Like,
yeah.
The way something happens, it can be really tragic, but it can also be kind of funny. It's like just thinking about human nature and like the way things happen. Like,
yeah.
It's some funny shit. Like, it's like, bro, are you okay? But that was hilarious. Like, when somebody falls off a roof trying to do a backflip or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dude, you almost broke your neck or something, but that was so funny the way you flailed or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah, that shit is fun. That's why Jackass was so great back in the day, you know what I mean? They was all just fucking each other up, you know? It's like they say all the time, they never fucked anybody else up, but they always fucked with each other, and it was hilarious. They did it in a friendly manner. It was all cool, you know? Nobody was mad at anybody or anything like that. know, at the end of the day, it was all fun and games, man. It made them rich, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many people paid in Arkansas could have got paid for that shit? You know, whenever I was a kid, dude, we did so much stupid shit when I was a kid growing up, dude. We could have got paid if we would have had somebody following us around with a video camera back then, man. You know, but.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you seen CKY? The shit that Ben Margera did?
Mm-mm.
You seen Jackass and all that shit? You've never seen CKY?
I've seen a little bit of the Jackass.
You gotta go and watch
CKY.
CKY, yeah. It's Ben Margera and Ryan Dunn, all those guys, man. They fucking, it was way before Jackass, man. But that's where they got that shit, like, started at, really.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like when they were teenagers and shit, but it's just as fucking funny as Jackass, though. It's got a little bit more skateboarding and shit like that in it, you know what I mean? So it's cool, you know? I like skateboarding, man. That shit's cool as fuck to watch.
Man.
I like to watch it and wish that I could do that shit.
I wish I could skateboard. A lot of people say I look like I skateboard.
Yeah.
I hate to tell them that I don't. It's like, I wish I did, but I don't, man. Like, you look like a skater, dude. It's like, no, I don't skate.
Yeah,
I wish I could do that. So,
I mean, I think all that shit goes hand in hand together. I mean, it's all the same type of people, you know what I mean? Skateboarding and the like hardcore music scene, shit like that, and punk scenes and shit. It's all the same type of people. Everybody just vibes together, man. You know what I mean? And it's fucking beautiful, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, that's why you get mixed up for a skater, you know? Yeah, nah, man. I'm just into pop.
That
punk,
makes sense,
man.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking.
I think about it like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we all fuck with each other, you know. I'm sure you fucked with a lot of people that were real big into skating, huh? Like back in the day when you were growing up.
No, actually.
Oh fuck.
Like,
see,
I wasn't ever around
a lot, dude.
You know.
Everybody I hung out with used to skateboard and shit. And, like, I never was good at doing tricks and shit, so I'd just, like, ride behind fucking keep up. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I could ride on a skateboard, but that's as far as it got, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been pretty big in the music scene, though, right?
Or
did you just jump into it, too, recently?
I mean, I guess I'm kind of coming into it now. I mean,
yeah.
I've never been around.
Oh, yeah.
Like that to get involved.
Yeah.
With people.
Yeah, me neither, man, because I come from fucking the Ico Hensley area.
Okay.
Yeah. Sheridan.
Yeah.
North of Sheridan. Hensley is like right north of Redfield.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Exit,
I come 15. From around that area. Grant 58 and shit. Yeah.
Okay. I've never been into Hensley, but you know, pass it all.
Yeah,
the
there's nothing there, literally. That shit sucks. Dude, you're not missing any fucking thing at all. Like, so
figures.
I feel that, you know what I mean? Like, coming from that part of Arkansas, you know what I mean? Now that I'm an adult, I've been able to come to Little Rock and North Little Rock and shit. I'm like, there's way more people like me up here, you know?
Dude.
Like, where I come from, it's like a bunch
oh
of rednecks and shit. I'm like,
this guy doesn't like me.
Yeah, it's all rednecks down there, though. So it's like, Arkansas's not just all rednecks.
Yeah,
you know, so that's fucking cool. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's that, and then me growing up, you know, I'm a black guy. I'm a black guy.
Yeah.
So, and the music world, I was kind of born into. It's so different. It's like it's a lot of gospel and stuff that I never really fit in with it anyway.
Yeah.
The Southern gospel stuff and contemporary gospel scenes and concerts and stuff that people have.
Yeah.
Like I just came from that. Like, and then, you know, I was born in Dumas, then we moved to Pine Bluff, and then, you know, that just changed everything. I went from like straight gospel to death metal. Like it was such a drastic change. And still I only went to like one concert.
Yeah.
You know, before graduating high school, and I was able to because, you know, that
scene's not real big down there where you come from, huh?
Mm-mm. No, there's no, especially in Pine Bluff, there's like There's like nobody. There's blues.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah.
But, rock. Anything else is either gospel or blues, and there's like one other metal band, like in my town. Like the guys in Attack the Mind. I don't know if they've done anything.
I've never heard of them. I'll look them up.
Oh wait, no. There's some other people. There's a few other people down there. Like my buddy Joel. He's like different from everybody. He plays like super progressive, down to genty stuff. And there's a guy named Paul. So there's some itty bitty spots, but like there's no scene whatsoever.
Yeah.
For rock or anything close to like metal or pop punk even.
Yeah, that shit's fucking, man, I feel that, because there's no scene for anything where I come from either, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, there's people where I come from play country music and shit, and like you say, gospel and shit like that, you know? And I'm like, man, I don't really get into country music, you know, and stuff like that. I tried to, a few years back,
country.
But I never really could get into it. There's a few little country artists that I would like, you know, I guess outlaw country or whatever.
I think I like a little bit of outlaw country.
Yeah, I like that back in the day. I guess like Johnny Cash and shit like that, you know, like those guys that just like, that was like, man, they didn't give a fuck, you know, they fucking lived, they were country singers, but they lived like rock stars, but like, a lot of them fucking, you know, it hurt them too, like, all the Hank Williams generation got kicked out of the Grand Ole Opry and stuff, man, because they were wild as fuck, they were just partying and drinking all the time, and like, they literally lived like rock stars and shit, but they played country music. They were country artists and shit, you know.
That's kind of funny.
And like Willie Nelson, you know.
I'm not too familiar
He was real famous for smoking weed and shit like that. And he did country music and reggae and stuff. And you know, which that shit's not what people go to the Grand Ole Opry to listen to. It's like an old pothead, you know, up there fucking singing Jamaican music, you know what I mean? They're like, well, this dude's fucking, you know, this is interesting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he smoked 20 joints before he got on the stage. They're like, we can't have this here.
Yeah.
You know, all those fucking uptight, old-ass white people at the Grand Ole Opry, you know what I mean? There's no other way to put it.
Yeah,
because that's what it is. That's what it is. You know what I mean? And I mean, I grew up fucking watching that shit, man.
Yeah.
My dad played country music. All of his friends played fucking country music. My mom used to tell me, like, when I was a kid, like, you gotta watch what they're doing on the guitar and watch them and learn how to play the guitar and stuff. You know? And I was like, I never did, man.
Yeah.
Because they tried to push it on me and like pressure me to like being music and something that made me turn away from music. Like,
yeah.
I always liked writing poetry and stuff, and I got into painting and sketching and stuff like that, but I fucking just went the other way, you know, and I never learned how. And now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have learned how to play guitar, you know? But I found out about podcasting, like, this is a fucking cool hobby because I like to have conversation with people. I like to meet new people and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it works out, you know? And I can be involved with the music scene even though I don't really play music myself, you know?
Yeah.
I can still be involved with it because I still love music, you know what I mean? And it's been ingrained into my life, you know? Like, even though I don't like the type of music that I grew up around, I can still have a respect for the artistic side of it, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I don't like it. You know, it's not my genre that, like, my go-to. It's not, I'm not going to put it on the car whenever I'm driving down the road or anywhere for that matter, you know?
Yeah.
But there's some people that really love that shit, though. Like,
of course.
A coworker of mine always, like, is like, he played this song. He was like, Sam, I know you know who this is. And I was like, I don't know. And whenever I'm at work, I wear work boots and Wrangler jeans and shit like that. So it's
kind of like
I dress for the job. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna go out there and fuck up nice clothes and stuff like that. And too, it's good to have boots on doing like landscaping and lawn care work. You know.
Yeah.
So automatically, I guess he thought that I automatically listen to country music. So I was like,
so you had the look going on. Yeah, saying, like, this is a country guy.
I don't know who this is. You know. Yeah, and he was like, it's Chris Stapleton. I was like, I don't listen to Chris Stapleton. He was like, Something Wine was the name of the song. But I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know who this is. You know?
Yeah.
And I was, it was like, he's gotten really I got popular. Stereotyped. I was like, shit, man, that's cool, though. But yeah. No, I do respect it, though, you know. But he played the song for me, though. I mean, it was a cool song, though. I fucking hadn't heard it before, but it was kind of like bluesy. So I was like, that's pretty cool, because it wasn't just like straight country, you know. My dog just died, my wife left me, God. And everything sucks, you know. Like, it wasn't that kind of thing. Road. Yeah, wasn't that kind of thing, you know. It was more of a bluesy vibe and shit, you know. I was like, I could dig that, you know what I mean, but. Wasn't really my thing, though. But and then I told him what I listened to, and he said, "I don't like any of that shit." Cool. Yeah. But
I got you, man.
Everybody I work with, they either listen to rap or country, you know. And then there's one guy who was like, "Yeah, I like listening to Nickelback and shit like that." And I was like, "Oh, dude, they fucking suck."
I love Nickelback.
Dude,
I'm not gonna. I think they're great. I think they're fantastic.
Man, I really don't like them, man. You know what I mean?
I understand. I understand.
I mean, they're just, I don't know, mediocre. Like, I don't know, man. Just like, I'm not gonna say stereotypical.
No,
but,
tell it to me, man.
Mediocre, man. I mean, like, it's like with their lyrics and shit like that. It's like they try to make just this fucking. It's like they try too hard, man. You know. I think they try too hard to give off a certain image, man, that it's like, and you can tell, you know, or to me, I can tell, but I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I don't fucking know the guys either at the same time, you know what I mean? So that's,
you gotta have your, you know,
I used to like him when I was younger. I think my taste in music has just grown, you know, past that point where it's like there's some shit that I listened to when I was younger that it's like I don't really like it now and stuff, but I loved it back then. And then there's some stuff that I'll still listen to, like my go-to's like from back in the days, like The Used or Taking Back Sunday and stuff like that, you know.
But that's just like
that was like the turning point of my taste in music changing, you know.
Yeah.
And I stopped listening to stuff like Nickelback or Godsmack and shit like that. And I started moving into or Stained, you know. I used to listen to Stained and shit.
Really got into that
and
music.
Then I fucking, you know, I started listening to shit like The Used and Taking Back Sunday and fucking My Chemical Romance and AFI and all that stuff. And I was like, this stuff. It's way better, you know. It's just way cooler, you know. And I love this, you know. And man, you know, and then Panic at the Disco and you know Fall Out Boy and all that shit, you know. It's like that's when my taste in music really started changing. And then I started learning about stuff like Bayside and Emery and shit, you know.
I know a little bit of Emery. I don't know Bayside.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you gotta look up "Devotion and Desire" by Bayside.
I'll look
pretty
that up.
Sure they're a punk band out of New York, but they're pretty fucking big, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that name a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really good. What's some of your influences, like, as far as like music goes, like bands?
Yeah. For a while, my biggest influences were As I Lay Dying, like number one. As far as like it feels like it just comes out and then my riffing. As I Lay Dying and All That Remains. And a band you might could call them the Ben 10 band, but Therefore Tomorrow. Well, they're not known for that, but they, if you ever watched Ben 10, back in the day, they had a music video and a song that got featured in like the Ben 10 animated series. I was like, these guys are so cool. They got the hair and the swoop and everything. And I wanted to be them so bad.
Yeah.
So, Therefore Tomorrow, and then a band called Her Bright Skies. They had some stuff that I felt like was really influential to me. And nowadays, it's still As I Lay Dying, Therefore Tomorrow, and Her Bright Skies. But there's this band called Auras that I've gotten into lately.
Yeah.
And see who else. Auras and The Color Morale. Yeah, their No Hope record. Crazy.
Yeah.
Still to this day. They came out in 2013. I was listening to it on the way here. It's like still to this day that
check out some of those guys.
And not No Hope as in no N O, but like No Hope as in W N O W. No Hope.
Yeah.
It's like such an inspirational record. So yeah, those are some of my biggest influences. But as far as what I listen to, I there's so much stuff I love to listen to. It ranges from death metal to pop punk, and even, you know, even far out. You know the band Periphery, maybe?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I see. Yeah.
I know as Blood Runs Black.
And I had a little thing with them back in the days. Blood Runs Black. The Devil Wears Prada. That's one.
That's a fucking good one right there, man.
And then Bless the Fall, and
Black Veil Brides.
Black Veil Brides. I liked them.
Yeah.
And there's a Escape the Fate.
Yeah.
There was a record I got into recently. It was like one of the first records after Ronnie left. Didn't have Ronnie anymore.
I know the band, but I don't know like their history or anything like that. I know their music, and I know
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wouldn't have to go to that. Following Reverse, which is Ronnie's band now, and I think they're pretty cool. And I'm trying to think of people you may have heard of Mice and Men, Attack.
Yeah, I've heard of Attack. Yeah.
The Crabcore days, man.
Yeah, dude. That shit's fucking dope.
Let me try to think of some pop punk bands. That of course.
Did you ever listen to Sayosin back in the day?
I know who Sayosin is. And I think I've heard a couple of songs.
I love them, dude.
A lot of people. Yeah. And they're kind of coming back around. People like,
saying,
oh, I love Sayosin. Bring them back. And
dude, all of that shit's coming back around, man. And it's cool because, it's like, that's so I feel like that shit's never gonna die out. There's some of those bands that are just, they're imprinted in time, man.
Absolutely.
They're always gonna be there, unless something catastrophic happens and the whole population fucking dies off,
man.
Then it's all gonna be lost.
Oh yeah.
But until then until then, they're gonna be here.
Hopefully,
man.
That doesn't happen. Like, and I think it's cool that there are some of us.
I'm losing all hope for humanity, like I said earlier.
I'm trying not to.
I'm trying not to. It's fun joke, though.
We should not ignore the possibility of us going extinct. I think it's cool.
Global warming,
an asteroid come knock us all out.
We'd
knock ourselves out with a nuclear bomb. Yeah. Like everybody talks about that.
Man, hopefully we can upload our consciousness into a computer chip,
I mean, I want to keep
a computer, and just like
I want us to keep our minds, because
it would still be your same thoughts, same memories, thoughts, everything, just uploaded into either a alternate like a simulator or into even a fucking like cyborg type body, like a new body,
See, I want to keep my body though. I want to keep my.
But
my
what if something happens to your body, and then they can just pull your chip out, put it in, you know, another body. You have another body that looks like the one that you have now. You know,
if it could be like this, you
got like 10 of them on deck. At all times.
Well, hey, that'd be pretty sweet. I'm not
some
gonna
people
lie.
Are fucking reckless, man. You know what I mean? They might die five times a day. You know, somebody like Steve O. You know what I mean? If they had that kind of technology, imagine where Jackass would fucking go to then. You know what I mean? It'd be fucking blood and gore and shit, dude. You know what I mean? Somebody would come up with that if they had that technology where people were just like, fuck it, you know. I can upload my consciousness.
I got like 20 other bodies in storage.
Yeah, here. Unless you're a criminal and you get no shit up to police or something like that, and then they're like, the government's
delete
like,
you.
We can't, yeah. We gotta delete this guy, you know what I mean?
What a new,
you know?
What a new
or
we'll
upload his consciousness into, you know, a prison environment, you know what I mean? Instead of giving him a body.
Damn.
That would suck.
What a new way to fear death.
Yeah, it sounded really cool at first that I went on dark with it.
I mean, it
but
this
is
cool.
The kind of shit that people are gonna think of. Like, new ways to put somebody in prison. That's fucked.
Man, yeah. the only like you said, there's no like dark figure in the center of the earth. In the earth,
no,
I'm totally
no.
with you. I think the only evil we have to face is our
is
own.
Ourselves, yeah. 100%.
And a lot of that, could be avoided if we would stop demonizing each other and realize, you know, the unhealed trauma we dealt with from our parents because they were fucking assholes.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, that shit sucks, man. Yeah. Yeah. And then, I love my mom to death, but, she would still say shit like, you know, he had a bad childhood. And it's like, it wasn't just like terrible, but it wasn't the best either, you know. Like,
things.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I wasn't living like my kids are living now when I was growing up, you know. Like, if you ever do go to like the Hensley area, which don't, it's like I said, nothing there.
Out of there.
Yeah. But everybody there is poor. Nobody has money there. Everybody's poor there, though, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's like nothing but poverty.
Yeah.
You know? So there's no jobs. Mm. There's no fucking jobs for people, you know? And
everybody
I mean,
would have to.
All those people out there have to drive either to Pine Bluff or Little Rock
for
jobs and shit. And that's hard to fucking do. So imagine all the people in these rural areas with no fucking jobs and shit, you know? And,
wow.
like, their grandparents might have been good when they first moved out there and shit like that. You know what I mean? Way the fuck back in
Way
the day,
the
you know? And that's where that shit happened at, you know? And then it's like, it just gets worse off for future generations. The, you know, longer these families fucking stay in these areas with no fucking jobs or anything, you know?
Mm.
And it's like, dude, you know, but, I mean, there's some people out there that are, like, you know, really blessed. Shit, you know, just really fucking lucky.
Yeah.
Not really blessed, but like lucky, you know. I mean, they're blessed from their parents fucking blessing them with all this nice ass shit, you know what I mean?
But they're also lucky they
had
parents
that. Yeah, it's not the fucking majority, you know what I
mean? Exactly.
And that's the, it's like, man, fuck these people. Their parents probably aren't paying fucking taxes anyways, you know. I think it's funny, a lot of the people that I went to high school with like that, they all ended up becoming drug addicts and they still like live in their parents' fucking nice ass house and shit.
I think that's funny. That's kind of hilarious.
It's like, damn, all your parents did, like, my parents weren't perfect, but they didn't fucking enable me to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They gave me an idea, I want
to
do different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I think that's what every generation, you know, I want my kids to think the same way. I want my kids to grow up and think, I'm going to do things better than my fucking dad did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would not fucking, I would completely get it. You know what I mean? You know?
I mean, just what you should want for your children.
Exactly. You know? So, you know, that if my kids grow up saying shit like that, it's not going to hurt my feelings. I'm not going to fucking be upset about it. It's like, no, man, I'm going to encourage that shit.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. I want to see you doing better than me, like, at all times. Like, you know what I mean? And so, like, if my kids grow up with that mindset, dude, I did my job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
And that's where my mom gets irritated with me and stuff just when I say shit like that. You know, she's, you know, goes in defense mode, shit like that. Like, damn, because then she starts saying, well, I was a bad mom, shit like that. I'm like, fuck, damn,
come on,
you know,
man.
That's not what I'm trying to say, but
it's not fair.
You know, yeah, but, you know, being a parent, though, you know, that is, you know, I can also understand, like, where she's coming from at the same time. So I'm like, damn, you know, like, sometimes I have problems, like, talking to people where, like, sometimes I come across as an asshole. I've been diagnosed with, like, Asperger's and stuff like that, so, like, learning how to talk to people was a thing, like, a struggle for me growing up and shit like that. So,
yeah.
And, like, yeah, it gets a little bit easier, like, the older you get with it and stuff like that, you know? But, yeah, sometimes I still, like, you know, I'll be talking to her and stuff, and, like, try not to be rude, you know what I mean?
But I know exactly, like, what you mean.
Yeah. Like, I try not to argue with her and stuff like that. You know, like, her views on politics are different than mine and shit like that. But I don't hold it against her or whatever too much. You know what I mean? I'm just like, but I'm pretty sure that she's, you know, like, she's always voted Republican, you know, until this year. And, you know, she's finally saying that, you know, she made a fucking mistake on who she voted for, which is understandable. A lot of Republicans made a mistake. And I think the ones that are being, like, the bigger persons, like, they're coming out and, like, yeah, I voted for the wrong person, you know what I mean? And they understand, like, that that wasn't a good candidate to vote for, you know what I mean? The ones that can come out and admit they were wrong, those are the strongest fucking people, you know what I'm saying?
Agree.
You know?
I agree.
Especially with what all is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody to step up and say that, like, you know, they're wrong and shit. And, like, you know, that's the first step in, like, you know, them trying to change as a person, you know
that's
what
huge.
I mean? And yeah, yeah, so I really, you know, respect that kind of shit, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, 100%.
Like that. Yeah,
I think that's so huge for. I think of so many parents. I mean, not, you know, people, but I mean people in general. But so many parents could take that step. Like, even though I was taught all this stuff about being a parent and the parent is this and that, you don't listen to what a child say. If a parent can come down to being just a person, just like the child is.
Yeah,
I think, you know, and accept and like. Okay, I was wrong. I was wrong here. I was wrong as your parent. I was wrong as a person.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, and to be able to apologize. That is
that's
so huge.
Fucking
man.
Big. Yeah. 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 So,
whew.
You know, I think that's hard for that generation, you know. Like, my mom was a boomer, man. You know, she came from baby boomer generation, you know. And I think that generation, man, is just so fucked up.
I agree so much.
Yeah.
I mean, they had it hard, obviously.
Yeah, they did. And I think that's what fucked them up, though.
Yeah.
Man. Like, at the same time, it's like, you guys made your decisions with, like, voting and stuff like that.
Damn.
You know what I mean? You know, like, I mean, it's crazy, man. Except for like the black community, though, they didn't really have I feel like they just got fucked, man, just like the Native Americans and shit, like minorities and shit like that, though. They've just been, you know, that's a different kind of, like, you know, like, situation, you know what I mean, from like white people and shit, you know what I mean, like the reasons for, like, the poverty and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, like with oppression and shit like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
like you know, whenever I see, like, you know, like, white people, they're just pieces of shit, and it's like, no, you're just on drugs, dude. It's not like a generational thing, you know what I mean, with these guys. Like, no, you're just a fucking drug addict, you know what I mean? That's all it is. You like these people, you know, because usually like the poor white people that are usually the worst ones, like the most fucking hateful fucking ones, man. And it's like it's embarrassing to me. So I'm like, fuck, dude, you guys are just embarrassing as shit, dude.
There's so many, so fucking embarrassing. levels on top of, you know, all
that. I think that, like, you know, that, you know, that's what fucked up that generation, though, is how fucked up it was. You know what I mean?
And oh, yeah.
It was a lot more fucked up growing up back then than it is now, you know?
They weren't aware. That's what
fucked them up, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just okay with what was going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, it wasn't, like, that was, and as far as people being hateful and shit, it was, like, everybody was fucking hateful, like, seemed like, you know, it's like that whole generation is just shitty.
Yeah.
Man, just shitty, hateful, fucking ass people, man.
And yeah, I hate it for
history
them.
History fucking tells it, man, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, straight up, man. It's fucked. Man,
it's fucked, you know. I'm trying to
completely fucked, but
you can say that 100 more times.
I'm speaking out against it, man. You know what I mean? And fucking, you know, I think more people should, you know what I'm saying? More people should keep speaking out against it and shit like that, man. Against fucking hatred and all that shit, man. Fucking, we need to, you know, really fucking see some change in this country, man.
Yeah.
Let's hope we don't vote. I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden, but I think he's better than Trump.
Mm.
You know, way better.
Man.
I mean, you know, he must not be too bad. I mean, fuck, you know, he was Obama's running mate and shit. And I know, shit, dude, my life was a lot better when we had Obama in office. I'm pissed they're fucking up the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, with Trump and shit. Like, now I can't even get insurance, you know, with Trump in office and shit. Yeah. And I was on the Affordable Health Care Act whenever Obama was in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, I hate that shit when people say Obamacare. So I'm like, it's not even actually called Obamacare. And it's always these right-wing assholes again. Whenever you hear Obamacare, it's coming out of a redneck's mouth. Mm-hmm. Dude, I correct people all the time though whenever I hear them say that shit. I'm like, dude, you mean the Affordable Health Care Act?
They're like,
Yeah, they're like, what? The fucking Affordable Health Care Act, you fucking goddamn uncultured fucking dick. Dude. Like, what hole did you just crawl out of? Fuck, dude.
Man, mud hole back there. I don't know how a lot of it works. I think that might be what's going on. It like only does like 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, it only does 30 minutes of time on the web browser.
The
app doesn't do that. I've recorded 3 hours worth of audio with the app before.
Damn.
Yeah. And it hasn't cut off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it looks like it's going right now and stuff, you know, but yeah, so it's only recording for 30 minutes at a time. That's crazy.
I think how many times we've done that.
So yeah. Like
4 times now.
Yeah. I added it all in and we've done a pretty good job at staying on top of it, you know, and so I can, you know, it's all going to flow together and stuff after I edit it and, you know, mix it up and shit, you know what I mean? And, It's gonna really work good, man. The biggest part is the video editing, the video content, you know.
Yeah.
And but I wish that camera would live stream to this, and I would do like live streams.
That'd be really cool.
But yeah, I'd have to be able to record the audio at the same time, and that camera doesn't do live streams, so I gotta get a better one. But it's got a good picture on it. It's fucking 4K Ultra HD or whatever. Yeah. So, it's pretty good, man. I need to get some like better lighting and shit in here. You know, I took the cover off the fucking light up there to try and make it brighter.
Yeah.
But I need to get some like better like ring lights to go and put up like around the corners. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put this desk up against that wall, and I'm gonna put a futon over here up against this wall, and I'm gonna take this putt-putt golf thing, and I'm gonna put it up against this wall, and I'll open it up, have a coffee table. And then, you know, it'll be a lot more chill environment, you know what I mean? And, you know, it'll just be dope, man. It'll be better for the viewers, you know, people watching on YouTube and stuff. So they're not, you know, I feel like the desk thing's played out with, like, you know, like, you know, talk, like, podcasters and fucking talk show people and stuff like that. Everybody's had a desk like that does this kind of thing.
The desk is a thing.
Yeah, everybody that does like interviews like this, like the desk is like a thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, fuck the desk, man. This is a podcast, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be comfortable in a podcast, you know what I mean? And right now, I don't feel like my guests are very comfortable. I've got hard ass metal chairs and shit, you know.
I'm fine, you know, but I'm a shorter guy. Yeah. So I don't know how, like other people, they're a little bit taller. They feel
this,
like having.
I'm not gonna lie, this chair that I'm sitting in, it's wore the fuck out, man. It's like, dude, this shit's not even cushiony anymore, man. So I'm gonna get.
Damn.
That's another reason for getting the futon, you know. And it just makes it seems like clustered in here, you know. I mean, it's just a small room, you know. So with the desk in the middle, it's really fucking clustered. Man, yeah,
but I feel you.
Anyways, shit, man, it's been really nice talking to you, dude. I'm
you too, man.
In here, do you want to plug in your social media or anything like that, or Spotify or anything? Do you have links where people can find your music?
Yeah, you can. You know, people usually go to my personal page, but I have a Facebook page. It's under my name, just like my personal. It's Giovanni Sanders.
Yeah.
My Instagram, my tag is Giovanni underscore in underscore August.
Yeah. See, I follow your page, but I'm not friends. I don't think I'm friends with you on your personal page.
I think we might be. I think you sent me a friend request, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's cool, man. No, I just sent you the request for
maybe the show?
The other one.
The other page.
Your page for your music.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that I sent the request to that I was messaging you on. Or is that your personal page?
That's my personal.
Oh, okay. So I am friends with you. Okay, so it's the other page that I'm not friends with you on. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta check that one out then.
It's not much. It's only until I'm able to get more content going like I want but it's only got, you know, the first song I dropped and a couple things, and then now letters.
I've only heard that one video, so
I'm gonna
have to go listen to the rest.
Don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it.
My buddy Christian said it's good. He said I told my buddy Christian that you was coming on the show. Shout out to Christian Hill.
Shout out.
And he was like, oh, I love his music, man. It's fucking, it's really good. I was like, I gotta listen to more of his music.
Here's why. That the first one I put out, it was my first.
Yeah.
I did everything myself.
Oh, okay.
So recording and what I called mixing
man, be proud of that shit, dude.
I can now because I've gotten better, but I can't look back at that and be proud. I'm embarrassed because I thought I knew what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But you never would have got started if you hadn't tried though.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what you should be proud of yourself for. It's like, I took that leap. You know what I mean? Even if it's not the best work, you still took that leap. Like,
damn.
I'm not proud of the fucking first episodes of my podcast that I put out, but when I look back on now, I'm like, at least I took that leap, you know? But, like, I've thought about going and deleting everything that's not an interview off of there, man.
I totally did that. I put out the first one I put out, and then I put out four other songs, including letters. I put out letters last year. But, you know, doing everything myself,
I put out a shitty, like, pop thing that I did, It was like spoken word poetry with like a reggae beat.
Oh man.
And you know, it sucked. There's a couple people that messaged and was like, I like that, you know.
I mean, people
like some dope lo-fi stuff I'd listen to, and I was like, you know, but I feel like when somebody says that to me, I'm like, wow, you must really suck, you know, if you like me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
Yeah. Why like the either. Fuck would anybody like me, you know what I mean? Like, this person fucking thinks I'm cool, man. Their life must be boring as shit.
Like, they're lying out of their ass to get something from me, or they are kind of fucked up, and they don't know that they're kind of fucked up.
But at the same time, well, you know, I could probably vibe with this person, too. But it's shit.
That's, long story short, that's how I felt about the other stuff. So I took it all down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to redo it a lot better. So that first one is still from that first era when I first took the leap. And letters, I want to put everything out with the same caliber as letters now.
Yeah, that song is fucking so good, dude.
Thank you, dude.
Music video and shit, you're on a fucking great track, dude.
Dude, Dalton Kennerly.
Right now, you should not be
Nathan
fucking,
Close.
Yeah, you should not be judging yourself right now, dude, because that shit's fucking dope, dude.
You should
just like keep building on what you got going, man. That shit is so fucking good.
I appreciate
like,
you, man.
You're
for
on,
real.
You're fucking definitely on the right track. Cause I showed that to my coworker and he was like, and he doesn't even listen to rap. He listens to like nothing but rap, dude. And fucking, I'm trying to get him to come on my podcast. Like, Callie, you got to come on my podcast.
Come on the podcast, dude. Just
dude.
Do it. What are you doing?
He raps and shit. I'm trying to talk him into fucking.
Get your ass on. What are you doing? What are you doing, dude? Come on.
Yeah, but he's a fucking, he really enjoyed your shit, too. He was like, damn, this is
thank
good.
You, dude.
Yeah, he was telling me that it looked really professional and stuff. I was like, these are people from Arkansas, bro. I was like, these are the people that are, you know, that are in the music scene right now and stuff. You know, I was like, you need to get into the scene and, you know, get your shit out there because he's pretty fucking good at rapping, dude. I don't even listen to rapping. I can listen to his shit. I'm not just saying that because he's my fucking friend either. Like, I genuinely
I don't think you would like
enjoy
that.
You know, I genuinely enjoy his music, you know. And I don't even, I'm not even a big fan of rap, so.
That says
you
a
know.
Lot.
Yeah, so he's fucking good, you know. But he's
dude.
Funny as shit, though, too. So it would make a good podcast.
That'd be, that I look forward to seeing that one.
Yeah, so he's man. Like real woke and shit, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's always a good time.
Yeah,
always
he's real woke.
People
man,
that know
so
some
he,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's fucking a real cool person. He's one of my favorite people in the world. But yeah, if he does come on the podcast, I'll let
come
you say it before anybody else does.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. But
deal.
Anyways, I'm going to end it here. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Let me say one more thing. I want
Go
to
ahead.
Dalton Kennerly, Nathan Close, you guys are the best fucking people on the planet. And. Yeah, you got y'all listen. Everybody's listening. You gotta
hit
those
them
dudes
up. Yeah, if you want a music video done, hit them
music
up.
Music video, hit up Dalton. Nathan is a fucking wizard.
Yeah,
he's got to get some stuff in his schedule together.
Dalton's
but he's
in he's in levels, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Levels.
Okay.
They
cool.
are super sick.
Yeah.
Super sick with all the
Who's
shit.
Who's Nathan play with now?
Nathan was he's with Our Only Hope.
Okay.
And they've.
I know he was involved with the band, but I've mainly just seen him like you know working with other people.
Yeah, he's
on social media.
So he's got Close Audio now.
That's what I've seen. Yeah, he does a lot of work with like Levels and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm. He's done work with Levels, and he just mixed the newest Go for Gold EP.
Okay.
And
Senses,
their few songs. He's doing all the census stuff.
Yeah.
He is knocking it out of the fucking park. Like that's what I'm inspired by it too. Like, you know, Go for Gold, Census and
Those dudes are fucking good, man.
Yeah.
I just messaged Spencer Vincent about coming on the podcast. I haven't got a reply.
Spencer, get on the fucking podcast.
Yeah, I don't think he sent it because you know the little check marks.
Yeah.
When we're, you know, you can tell whenever something goes to somebody, it's like spam mail.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or it's like people that you may know. So you don't actually see it unless you like go out of your way to like look at the message request.
Notification, you won't
So it's like it went to the message request. So I was like, dang, yeah.
Damn. But
if you hear this podcast, dude, go and go
on the podcast.
Get on the podcast, man. I'd love to talk to you.
Sorry to interrupt, man. Get on it. Get on the podcast, dude. Dude,
it was nice
to
have you on, dude. We're going to have to do this again sometime. Man, this is one of the best conversations I've had so far. Really enjoyed it.
I'm glad, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I wasn't sure how I would do.
Oh, dude, it's fucking cool. I mean, all the podcast is just homies kicking it and talking, man. You know, that's all it is, man. Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet. So, I'm glad you reached out, man. I'm glad you wanted me to come.
It was super dope, man.
Yeah. This is just a comfortable. I mean, you said you guys might not be too comfortable, but I've been chill the whole time. So yeah,
it's just the metal chair and shit, you know. it's not too bad. Whenever I get the futon in here, you'll have to come back for another episode. Whenever I have a more chilled environment and shit, you know what I mean? Have
absolutely
a futon and a coffee table and shit, you know. We have a couple beers or something, you know. What
oh
mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
I
you
love
said
Smirnoff.
Okay, Smirnoff, yeah.
They're Smirnoff ice, the
if
malt
you come
beers.
Back on for another show, man, I'll make sure I grab a couple of those for you. And I'll get myself some Yinglings and shit, you know. So, dude, Yingling is so good. It's beer.
I have to try it.
Yeah, it's like a lager. But anyways.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop it right here. Later, everybody.
See you.